Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Praise God. Thank and praise the Lord for another day. This is Apostle Miller. I am so glad you tuned in, wherever you may be at this hour, but I just thank and praise the Lord for this day. Y'all know what my word is. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I don't know about you, but I learned to rejoice in every day. And we used to sing this song about that God is still in charge of our lives. And they used to say, because another song, because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow. According to the Bible, we living in perilous and dangerous time. There's a lot of things happening on the earth. And it's my will today, as the Lord lead us, to encourage you, whoever you may be, whatever you may be facing, you need to know that God do care. I remember the late Reverend Jean McClintock used to sing that song, God Care. And Reverend Jane Cleveland, I think he used to sing it as well. But God wants you to know he is concerned about you. God wants you to know that he loves you. God wants you to know that he's watching over you. Come what may, God do care. God not only loves us, but God care. And I found out, and I say this repeatedly on this broadcast, that we have a free will. Y'all, each one of us as human have a free will. And God is not going to violate or override our free will. The choices that we make in life, consequences come with it. Whether they good choices or if they bad, consequences come with it. Paul told the church in Galatia, he said, don't be deceived. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. You know, a lot of times we read the word and we memorize, we quote the word. But the thing is you a doer of the word? If you and I want to reap the benefits, the manifestation of what is written, we can't just believe this word, but we got to obey it. We got to do what the words say, you know. And as I stated, we living in danger time. There's a lot of things happening on earth. We were talking about dying. We're talking about death is a sure thing. We all gonna die. That just it. Just like heaven. It's a sure place. Hell is a sure place. We read from Luke the 16th chapter when Jesus talked about the rich man and Lazarus the beggar, and how that both of them died. The rich man lifted up his eyes in hell. Lazarus the beggar lifted up his eyes in paradise, another word for heaven. And the rich man, he lived a luxury life while he was on earth. But when he died, he lifted up his eyes in hell. And, you know, as I said, a lot of times people don't want you to talk about death. They don't want to hear about it. The devil, I'm persuading, got some people believing whenever I'm dead, I'm just dead. No. No, that's not true. The God of this world, Satan, I'm blind your mind. That is not true, you know. And that's what we've been talking about. But we're going to go to a particular scripture today, and we're going to talk about the counseling of God. And you know, as a born-again believer, I'm more aware today the reality that whatever God say, that's what it's going to be. I also found out if I choose not to yield, if I choose not to yield or believe, obey or trust God, that don't change what God say. And that's the time, even in that time that we live in, we as born-again believers, you're going to have to hold on, you know. You're going to have to keep the faith. We're going to have to keep believing and keep trusting and obeying God, because it's going to turn out like God said. The enemy that went to extreme measures to try to get people to doubt, and try to get people to discredit God. I was talking to one of my sons today, a spiritual son, and I was sharing that with him. He, some things he'd been going through, and just and I'm just frustrated. I just want to ask you, you out of faith. Don't you know when you allow yourself to get frustrated about your situation of what's happening around you? Don't you know you out of faith? Do you not know when we walking in total faith, when we totally reliant and trusting in God, we have a perfect peace. Even in the midst of the storm, Jesus said in St. John 16, he told us, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have trouble. You're going to have conflict. One of the sons said, many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But I learned, and I'm still learning. Please hear me. It's a forever learning process in the things of God. But we all supposed to grow and mature to the point that we like Abraham. Our father Abraham. Abraham is the father of faith. Abraham, God gave him a promise that he was going to give him a son. And it was 24 years past before Isaac was manifest on this earth. And when God gave him that promise according to the scripture, Abraham and Sarah were past the age of having children. Sarah were barren. She couldn't have any children. They had passed that age. Other words, we would use the term, they were too old to have children. And even after they tried to make it happen, Sarah doubted that she could ever have a child, even though God spoke it through Abraham. She persuaded Abraham to go into her maid servant, Hagar. And guess what? Ishmael came through. Even when God spoke to Abraham, he said, you know, when God would tell him what his inheritance was, Abraham said, who is I'm going to leave it to? I don't have no son. And God said, you're going to have a son. He's going to come out of your own bowels. Out of your, going to come from you. You know, and I'm telling you, in this hour, there's a lot of uncertainty. Yes, but when we let ourselves begin the year to that, we done got out of faith. We done took our eyes off of what God say. Listen, and I'm telling you, in the hour and the time that we living in, you know, I'm constantly praying. Yeah, I'm praying for Israel. And as we stated the other week when God told me to talk about that, we all going to die one day. That's why it's so important. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you need to invite Jesus in. So when that time comes that you die, or some say so you go to sleep, whenever that time comes, you'll wake up on the other side, wake up in the presence of God and not wake up in hell. That's something we all have to take in consideration. You know, some people, when it come down, thank you, Lord. Father, I just praise you and I bless you right now. Hallelujah. I thank you. I lift up holy hands and I just praise you. I praise you, God, for who you are. You are not only God, but you are my Heavenly Father. And I bless your name. I bless your name. I give honor to Jesus, who is my Savior. He's Lord. He's Lord over my life. He's my Redeemer. He's the one that redeemed me from the hands of the enemy. He's the one that delivered me and removed that sin nature from me. He's the one that gave up his life that I may have a right, that I can come back in your presence. When the first Adam shut that door, but the second Adam, that second Adam opened that door that I can come back in your presence. So thank you, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. I honor you as the Savior of this whole world, whole race of people. I honor you. I acknowledge you, Jesus, my Lord and Savior. You're my provider. Yeshua, Shalom, you're my peace. You're my provider. In you, I am complete. In you, all of my needs are being supplied. In you, I am healed by your stripes. And I tell you, thank you. I tell you, thank you. I acknowledge the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher of the body. of the teacher of the church that abide on the inside, the one that leaded and guided me into all truth, the one that is enabling me with the ability not only to hear but to obey. As I will, I praise you. Father, we bless you. We bless you for this broadcast right now. I thank you for the ones that are tuning in right now. Father, I bless you, and I thank you for the word, the utterance that you're going to give for your people that is tuning in to this broadcast. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that being released over the airwaves, that touch their hearts, to bring joy, to bring peace, to bring correction, bring clarity to them. I said thank you for it right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over those that done tune in. I plead the blood of Jesus against the enemy that would try to interfere in him to the people from hearing. Oh, I praise you, Tanelidibandorakandarekialakandolo. I praise you and I bless you right now. Father, I thank you again. I thank you again. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you for your patience with mankind. Father, I even thank you for Israel. God, I thank you for perfecting Israel and perfecting everything that concerns Israel. I thank you, Father, you are looking and you seeing and you are moving, Father, because your word tells us when we pray and when we believe and don't doubt in our heart. When we pray according to your word, we said we can, your word said we can have confidence you're going to do what you said. So I thank you for what you're doing in Israel right now. And Father, I thank you for the spirit of conviction. Those that don't know you, oh Father, I pray that you will bring conviction, that they will humble themselves, that they will yield themselves and receive Jesus as their Savior. Because Father, you is the one that is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Oh Father, thank you for having mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I know y'all a lot of times when we start around, but whenever I sense the presence of God and he tell me to stop and give thanks and praise him, we're going to do that. We got so much to be thankful for. And right now, if you ain't careful, the enemy will have you to look at all the negative things that happen. But there's some good things happening too. Might not be happening in your little circus, old sanctuary, saying your inner, but God is still God. God is still doing great things for his people. God is still being merciful. We don't realize how merciful and how patient God been with each and every one of us until he opened up our eyes. And I don't know about you, but I got to thank you on my lips. And I thank you, Father. God been patient with me. God been long-suffering with me. I don't know about you all, but I believe he have. But I tell him thank you. I tell him thank you for his long-suffering, his patience with me. Oh, Father, I tell you thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you for healing in my body. My body was attacked about a week or two ago. And I want to thank you, Father, for healing in my body. I want to thank you for grace to have me to keep the faith, to continue to believe, continue to trust you. You know, my brothers and sisters, you know, and I'm going to get back to the message. You know, it's easy to say, I know the word, and I believe, you quote the word. But let me tell you something. But when opposition, when affliction, when the things of the world challenge you, what you do? Paul said to in Ephesians the 6th chapter, he told him to put on the whole armor of God. Because he said, you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. He told him when in the evil days, when you done did all that God required you to do in a situation, he said, stand there for what you learned, girl, about with truth. And that's the part sometimes if we ain't careful, we'll flip. That's the time when our emotion will want to kick in. I don't fear God. I don't put God in. And then you start mummy complaining. The Bible tells us that we do everything without mummy complaining. Oh, yeah. Have you ever did a prophet? Sure, I don't mummy complain before. But as I grow in grace and knowledge and understanding, I begin to find, and when you get frustrated, when you start mummy complaining, when you get offended, you're out of faith. You're operating in your flesh. And let me tell you something. That's the entry to the devil. The devil loves for us to get in our flesh and start mummy complaining and saying things that we don't know what we're saying. Oh, he loved to get you like that. But y'all, I'm telling you, God is still God. I'm glad he's my father. Now, I know him as father. That's why when those disciples told Jesus, teach us how to pray, he began, he said, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Well, do you not know God's kingdom is here? His power is here? Oh, yes, it is. And if you're a born-again believer, you have access to the power of God. You have authority over the enemy. The greater one is in you. Apostle John said that he's the greatest he that's in you. He told my God that it's in you, in me, that he that's coming against you. But if you haven't been meditating and studying this word and letting this word abide in you, be a part of you, when adversity comes, the enemy wants you to shift your mind. I went to a conference. I just got a conference going on about a week or two, yeah, about, might not 2 weeks now. And I got a word of prophecy. Do you not know I've been had to do warfare as 1 Timothy, 1st chapter, think about 18 and 19 verse when Apostle Paul reminded Timothy that he had to do warfare for the prophecy. He told him to hold on to faith, keep a clear conscience. Y'all, let me tell you something. According to the Bible, tell us all the time, Mark the 4th chapter, Matthew the 13th chapter, how the sower planted the seed and how the enemy going to come after it. He'll show up in misunderstanding. He'll show up in affliction. He'll show up in persecution. Come on up in here, somebody. But if that word ain't abiding you, you allow him to steal, he'll steal it from you. And I'm telling you, some of you right now listening at this broadcast, you dealing with a lot of spirit. You're dealing with a lot of detraction. It's hard for you to focus. It's hard for you to focus on the things of God, to meditate on the things of God, to even pull away and pray. My. But listen, God is still God. God is still God. Hallelujah. We're going to get into the message for tonight. Yes. God gave us a word, like I said, I've been talking about that and letting you know, you and I know, surely we all going to leave him one day. That's just it. We're going to leave him one day. You know, I don't care if I good, God the one said, it's appointed unto man once to die. It's the old saying said, one of my late mentors, Overseer Janie Ford, I never forget, she preached this, I think it's somebody, and she preached that all of us got an appointment with death. Yeah, we're going to leave here. And you know, just because you want to go to heaven, you ain't going to go to heaven just because you want to. Heaven is a place for prepared people. And God give each one of us a choice. We can choose to spend eternity in heaven with the Father. We can choose to spend eternity in hell. Obedience, submissive, humility will cause us to spend eternity with the Father. Disobedient, rebellious, arrogant, stubbornness, that won't get you into heaven. That'll get you in hell. No, sometimes, and I find out that some people don't want to hear no message about no heaven and hell. They want to hear the prosperity message. I'm giving you a prosperity message. Because without receiving Jesus, you look at a lot of these celebrities, a lot of them might have what we call prosperity, luxury. But a lot of them be committing suicide because they have all of that. Can buy anything they want, can have about anything, anyone they want. But they don't have that peace on the inside. That's what's so important. And I'm saying, if you don't know Jesus today, I want you to invite him in and tell him you're a sinner and you need a Savior. And you believe that he's the Son of God. Forgive you your sin and come in your heart. I denounce sin, and I receive Jesus as my Savior. He's my Lord now. Guess what? And if you go call and acknowledge, I receive Jesus today. I renounce my sin. He'll come in. He'll transform your life. He'll give you a peace that passes all understanding. And he will help you. But as I say, that's what we like I said, we've been talking about. We've been talking about death. Because there too, again, as I said, people need to know it gonna happen. I want to start off, and I read, and I'm gonna go. I'm in Proverbs. I'm going back to Proverbs 19 and 21. I'm going back to Proverbs 19 and 21, and that's what we're gonna expound on for the remaining time that we have. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, I thank the Lord for healing my body. I tell you, it was really attacked. But there too again, Jesus is my healer. Proverbs 19-21. Proverbs 19-21, I believe I did read a little bit of this. I'm going to read it from the Amplified. You know, and it's a familiar passage of scripture. And I'm going to read it from the King James as well. I'm going to read it from King James as well because I want you to see this. The Bible tells us in Psalm 37, it's to fret not yourself because of evildoers. It's a lot of fretness going on the earth as well. Amen, somebody? Yeah, been there, done that. Listen, the Bible said, faith, come by here and hear the word of God. If you ain't spending, listen at me, my brother and my sister. If you ain't spending no time in God's word, everything going to move you. I was reading in Matthew and from the New King James Version, and the scripture was talking about from the King James, it said, at the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And it was saying, whatever in you in a greater measure, whatever your heart is filled with, when you open your mouth, that's what's going to come out. If you meditate on the negative and confessing the negative, guess what? That's all going to come out your mouth. Yeah, that's all. If your heart, whatever in you, in your heart, the fullness of whatever in your heart, that'll come out. In Proverbs 19 and 21, first I'm going to read it from the King James, Proverbs 21 and 19, and then we're going to go, the Amplified. Proverbs 19 and 21, it said, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counseling of the Lord that shall stand. Listen at me good. There are many devices in a man's heart. That means woman, boy, girl, too. We're not excluded. Nevertheless, the counseling of the Lord that shall stand. That was in the King James Version. Now, I'm finna read it. Thank you, Lord. I'm finna read it from the Amplified, 19 and 21. It said, many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. Listen, God have a plan for your life, in my life. I didn't realize that. I just thought, you know, my mom and daddy just got together, and I just came on this earth, and I didn't know what I supposed to be doing. I was going to figure it out as I go through life. And then when I got saved, I found out. It's just something to say, God have a blueprint. You know what a blueprint is? They have a schedule, or they draw it up about a house, and that way when they bring the contract and everybody in, they have to go according to that blueprint. But let me tell you something. God have a blueprint on all of us. The Bible said Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world. Now, it take the Holy Spirit to help you to understand that, because it's mystery. It's a mystery. And what spiritual thing don't make sense to your five cents. And that's why a lot of people try to make sense out of things, and it don't work that way. It'll frustrate you. It'll aggravate you. It's the Holy Spirit that unravels, unfolds, and help us to understand what God's words say. Oh, amen. But as he said, many plans are in a man, in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. And then, okay, I'm going to read it from another translation. Y'all know me. I like to read it from different translations. Yes, Prophet Miller liked to read it from different translations. I'm going to read it from the New American Standard, 19 and 21. It said, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord, it will stand. And there too again, as I stated, I'm talking about the plan of God. And so many people, I hear so many things, and people trying to do this, and people doing this, and mankind going off trying to figure this out and trying to make this work and all this stuff. Let me tell you something. If God is not in it, it's not going to work. One more, and we're going to move on. We're going to read it from the Message Bible. I like to put my eyes on it. Hallelujah. You can have a praise while I'm doing it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. You know, I didn't realize that you can be a doer of this word after I got saved. I was convinced that what God did in the beginning, or better yet, in the old covenant, he wasn't doing it in the new one. And I was just confused. But when I came to the realization that what God did, in the Bible said in Hebrews, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. God ain't changed his mind about you. He said you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Yeah, you might have had a lot of people talk dog about you as we use that terminology. But in God's eyes, you are special. Prophet Miller, why God let such and such and such and such and such happen in my life? I don't have all the answers, but I want you to know God still loves you. And you got to also, as I say, a lot of times we don't realize the choices that we make, it have consequences. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, he said, I set before your life and death, blessing and curses. Choose life that you and your seed may live. The choices you make, if you choose not to do it God's way, destruction is waiting on you. You know, a lot of times people don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. Proverbs 19 and 21 from the Message Bible. It said, we human, oh man, I like this. He said, we human keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevail. Oh man, I like that. We humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God purpose prevail. I found out, you know, sometimes people say, you need to make something happen. I found out every time I tried to make something happen, God wasn't in it. It wasn't good for me. I had to learn to be led by the Spirit. Now, we finna get into this. We're going to talk about this. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about it. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First, we're gonna do some scriptures. Y'all know that's Prophet Miller. We're going to take you to some scriptures. Let's go to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Proverbs 10. Let's go to Proverbs 16. Let's see what Proverbs. And I'm going to read it from the New American Standard, Proverbs 16 and 9. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16, 1 through 9. Okay. You see, we got to learn to live by every word. Jesus said that in Deuteronomy then. It was written in Deuteronomy then. He come and quoted in when he was being tempted of the devil. And a lot of us experience temptation. But in the midst of your temptation, you need to have enough word in you that you can tell the devil what is written. That's the only thing the enemy respects, the word of God. Now, he might try to put up a smoke sickness, old saints say. Better yet, it might appear like your situation ain't changed, but oh, yes, it is. God always started at the root of something. But you got to know what is written and have faith and confidence what is written when you're being tempted. I'm going to tell you, the last week, the last 6 days, my body, like I said, was attacked. But guess what? And some people come and, you can't do this to him. I said, listen. I said, my spirit, ain't nothing wrong with my spirit, man. I said, here's the flesh. Just want to act up. But I thank God every time I came on the block, it would clear up. Now, somebody told me, said, I can tell you look congested. But God told me each time, I want you to go on and do the broadcast. And y'all, this is so important. God speak to our spirit. Our flesh won't allow what's on the outside, what we see and what we see, a dictate to us. That's what flesh should do. Okay? But I mean, what I said, we're going to Proverbs 16, verse 1 through 9, and I'm going to read it. I'm going to be reading a lot, but I want you to see what is written. It says, the plan of the heart belong to a man. I'm in Proverbs 16. I'm going to read verse 1 to 9, if the Lord allow me. The plan of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. You know, whatever we do, we're supposed to acknowledge God, seek him. God, what you say about this? You know, because it might look like or sound like it's a good idea, that don't necessarily mean that God wants you to be a part of it. The fourth verse, the Lord have made everything for his own purpose, even the weak for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for. And by the fear of the Lord, one keep away from evil. When a man weighs to please unto the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. The mind of a man plan, listen, the mind of a man plan his way, but the Lord direct his step. A divine decision is the lip of a king. And see, there too again. So many people, if you out here coming up with, as we call it, what you want to do, you need to know. You need to know if God didn't tell you to do it, if God not a part of it, guess what? You're on danger ground. Oh, yes, I'm going to say it. If God is not a part of it, you on danger ground. That's why his God will for us, listen, I said us, and just talking to you by yourself, his God will for us. To take on and trust him. That's the will of God for all of us. God wants us to trust him in everything that we do. Okay? I got a lot of scriptures here. Let's go to Isaiah 46 and 10. Isaiah 46 and 10. And I'm telling you, we got to get this. I know what you're hearing. They doing this and they doing. Let me tell you something. If it's not lining up with the word of God, and that's what going, anytime any of us rebel against what God say, we going to cause destruction to come to us. The Bible says the way that seem righteous is the way that seem right to man, but the end of it is destruction. Listen, it is so important. You know, if somebody say, you minister in elementary. I might be ministering elementary, but whenever you get in trouble, do you ever look back and say, did I do it God's way? When evil come knocking at the door, when sickness come knocking at the door, when lack and poverty hit your door, what come out of your mouth? It's old saying, so when the pressure's on. I remember those disciples. That in Mark, the fourth chapter, he had told them that, you know, he had told them about the sower and the seed. And then right after that, he going to say, let's go to the other side in that same chapter. What happened? Those disciples, they would say, excited. Jesus, the Bible said, Jesus went on and went to sleep. What happened? When the storm come up, the disciples got offended with Jesus. The Bible said they went on and woke him up and said, Master, care us not that we perish. Now, he had told them from the beginning how the sower planted the word and what was going to take place. He gave them a parable. Then he said, now let's go to the other side. And here come the enemy. Through the storm, he stole the word. They forgot everything Jesus said. Anybody ever been there? Have you ever got a word from the Lord or a prophecy? I was studying this morning. I don't know when I was studying about how you have to do warfare for a prophecy. You ever got a prophecy of the Lord that gave you a word about something that's going to take place in your life? It seemed like the bottom is those things that fall at the bottom. Look like all hell breakthrough come through. What happened? It ain't nothing but the enemy coming trying to steal that word because he know he can't stop it from coming unless you allow him to do it. Now, yeah, he can hinder. I like a lot in a lot of Apostle Paul letters. He would say, I was hindered. I haven't read it yet so much. He said, I was stopped. But most of his letters, he would tell me, I was hindered from coming. I was hindered from coming. See, the enemy can hinder us. But he need our permission to stop or abort for God's sake. And he used life. He used our situation. He used circumstance. He used offenses. He used people that is influenced by the enemy. Them the kind of people he used to try to stop us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to, you know, I need to go back to some. I need to go back. I hear you, Father. I need to go back to some. Y'all, I hear the Lord. I need to go back. I need to go back. I need to go back to a scripture. I need to go back. Lord, I love you and I praise you. I need to go back to a scripture. I need to go back. I'm gonna get to Isaiah 40. Well, let me go and read it. Isaiah 46 and 10. I'm gonna go read it while I'm in. Isaiah 46 and 10. And I'm gonna start reading at the 8th verse. I'm reading from the American Standard. It says, remember this and be assured. Recall it to mind, your transgressors. Remember the former thing long past. For I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me. Declare the end from the beginning. Do you not know God done already declared the end from the beginning? Do you not know God already know what going to happen? We the one that don't know. And guess what? Now, even though he don't reveal it through his word, it's not one thing it's time in life. If we read God's word, he done told us what going to happen. He done told us what we need to do. Like I said, as I just stated, when Jesus told the disciples, let's go to the other side. When he told us, let us, he didn't say let you go by yourself. And it's the same way, whatever God telling us to do, God is with us. We are not by ourselves. Now, I don't know about you. It appears there have been times that I let the natural and how I feel dictate to me. God, where you at? I don't feel like you with me. It don't look like God is with us. If he told you in his word, he with you, he with you. That's why it's so important before we attempt to do anything, after scripture says, we need to acknowledge him. God, what you say about this? God, what you want me to do about this? If you go out here and take on a job because of the wage and it sound good and all of that, and God didn't tell you to do it, well, guess what? You're going to meet destruction. Oh, yes, you are. That's just the way it works. You know, but like a lot of time, we want to blame God. I used to thought if it sound good, it had to be God. If it feel good, it had to be God. And I was so wrong. Hallelujah. But he said in that 10th verse, declare the end from the beginning and from ancient time things which have not been done. Saying my purpose will be established. This is what he said. This is what God said. This is what the prophet Isaiah was said. God said, I declare it the end from the beginning and from ancient time things which have not been done. Saying my purpose will be established. And I will accomplish all my good pleasure. Now, this is what God said. What we talking about, we talking about the counsel of God. What God say going to stand. But God need you and I to believe it and stand. And one of the scriptures said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. If you've been believing for your child to be saved, now, first of all, you know, they have a will. But guess what? God got a way of melting people's hearts. I can't do that. Now, some, you know, sometimes the word God helped me to give people might change their mind. But God got a way to melt people's heart. But if you just keep the faith, and every time you hear something negative about them, don't come in agreement with, no, I don't receive that. God told me if I believe on the name of the Lord, my whole household would be saved. God told me to choose life that I and my seed may live. You have to, whenever the enemy shooting them target at your heart, that's why Paul said in Ephesians 6, we have to put on the whole armor of God. Because when the enemy is shooting targets at your heart, you got to be able to resist it. The Bible said we got to guard our heart with our diligence because life comes from it. The enemy going to always shoot dark of unbelief and doubt, offenses, bitterness, resentment. But we have to take the word, the shield of faith, and hold it up and say what the word says, and it'll bounce right off of you. Amen? But he's saying, I like what he's saying. He said, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all the good pleasure. In Jeremiah, from verse 1 through 8, remember when God called Jeremiah, and God told Jeremiah what he wanted to do. He told Jeremiah, I watch, I haste. One translation, I haste to perform my word. See, God have to get all of us to the place that we truly believe and trust his word. Because like I said, anybody can read the Bible and say, yeah, I believe the Bible is what God said. Yeah, I believe. But when adversity comes, when trouble comes, when persecution comes, when lies, when somebody done lied on you, when offenses come, when things ain't moving and having it the way you want, do you still stand in that evil day and continue to obey what God's word say? Continue to do what God's word say? Y'all, that's what faith is. Faith don't change because of the circumstances. If we stay in faith, faith will call your circumstances to change and line up with what God's word say. I hear a lot of things. They going to do this and they going to do this. I'm in Goshen. A spirit type, another type of Goshen. You know the government going to do it. No, I don't worry about it. I pray for the government, but let me tell you something. I belong to the Lord thy God. God going to always make a way for my escape. God going to always take care of me. David said, I was young, and now I'm old, but I never seen the righteous forsaken. Better yet, God never forsake the righteous. God never forsake a person that doing this. Well, Prophet Miller so-and-so done that. Look, I don't know what happened, but I know if it's an error, it wasn't on God's part. See, my faith ain't in somebody else's experience. Now, I have had faith and confidence in people's testimony, but when it comes down to somebody's experience and what God's word says, our faith and confidence supposed to be in what God's word say, not other people's experience. Now, I have faith and confidence in what Abraham experience what he went through with God. But guess what? If it wouldn't have turned out the way God said, if God said to go left and Abraham went the other way, no. And this is what we have to do. When it comes down, what man say versus what God said, we got to stick with what God word say. And I used to have this, well, you know, in our family, this run in the family, and grandma had this, and papa had this. Listen, I love them, but I had to choose to take God's word above what they say or what they experience. Why it didn't turn out like the light of God? I know it wasn't God's fault. It was their fault. They error somewhere. Come on, somebody. And y'all, we in this time that we got to do. We in danger time. Now, I don't know when Jesus coming back because the Bible didn't tell me, but I do believe he's soon to come. But I can't be focused on all the stuff that is not in alignment with God. I got to stay for God, you said it. God, you said this. God, you said that. I had somebody tell me that today. Well, how long? I just been going through that. I said, you just got to stand until God tell you not to. Y'all, that I had to learn that. You hear me? I had to. I didn't get that overnight. It's some things, I'm still, God still helping. Well, he's going to always be helping me. But I'm going to read this again. He said, the 10th verse, I'm in Isaiah 46 and 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient time things which have not been done, said, my purpose will be established and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. In Hebrew, he said, we can boldly say the Lord is our helper. Why? He the same yesterday, today, and forever. I said I wanted to go back, and I might be closing with this. I wanted to go back to to Psalms, the 33rd chapter, and I want to read that 9th and 10th verse again. It said, for he spoken, it was done. He command, and it stood fast. Now, I think it's in Romans. Who can resist the power of God? Y'all, let me tell you, I learned this as a minister of the gospel. God called me in for years. I had to wrestle with people saying that God didn't call females and all of that. And I was a little novice. I didn't know what the words say. But thanks be to God. God got it over. Thank God for the late Bishop Boyd that God placed me in his ministry. And he allowed me to minister and let me know in God's eyes it's no male or female. And we got some people still fight gender. They still fighting that. I don't do it. I ain't got time for that. That can be a detraction. But anyway, I thank God. I thank God for him. But let me tell you something I learned, and this is something God showed me. God showed this to me. One day I was thinking, and the thought came in, well, if you don't do what God wants, you still gonna reap what he said. The Lord said, no, you won't. Now let me tell you something. If you and I walk in disobedience and rebel against the assignment that God has for us, let me tell you something. You ain't going to stop God's purpose or God's plan from coming to pass. You might can hinder it, but let me tell you, God will find somebody else. My brother, my sister, if you got a calling on your life and God assigned you to do something you don't do, don't you think for 1 minute, if you don't do it, it won't get done. But God will raise somebody up to do it, but woe unto you. See, these are kind of messed up a lot of times. We don't want nobody to talk about. We got this grace thing, and I believe in grace. Please hear me. But grace is not a license to sin. Grace do not cause us to compromise with sin or compromise with ourselves. It's God's favor, and it's God enabling us to do what's right. Oh, I can go out here and fornicate. I ain't got to listen at the Lord, honey. The Lord, no, baby. No. You ain't going to stop the plan of God from coming to pass. Well, if you don't do it, I don't experience this. I have seen it happen in my life. And if I didn't do what God said to do, I watched God raise somebody else up to do it. And that bothered me real bad. So please hear me. Just like a lot of people, I don't believe the Bible. If you don't believe it, it's not effective. That ain't gonna stop God's word from being effective if you don't believe it. It's still gonna work. Come on, son. You don't believe you gonna die. You think that gonna stop you from dying? I don't believe I'm gonna die. I don't believe there's no heaven or hell. You gonna find out. You think it gonna change what God done said about heaven and what God said about hell if you don't believe it? And this is one of the lies the enemy done told something. Hey, if you don't believe it, you ain't got. Okay. You can believe that lie if you want to. You're being deceived. But I want to go back to Psalms 33, and I read the 9th. I read the 10th verse. It says, the Lord nullify the counsel of the nation. He frustrate the plans of people. Don't you know? When you going against the will of God, the laws and principles, it'll frustrate you. That's what frustrates you. You trying to make something and do something God ain't never told you to do, it'll frustrate you, it'll aggravate you, it'll make you mad. But when we hear and obey and doing what he said, even if it ain't going the way I want it to go, I can still have peace about it. Come on, somebody. I have got even reports, and I have peace. What I got peace for? Because God said, I already done worked it out. Now, you might have to walk through it, and if you, I walk you through it, I tell you, you know, give you word for word what you need to say. I went through something, I didn't get too long, and God said, just be quiet. Don't you say nothing. He had somebody else speaking for me. He said, just be quiet. Don't say nothing, man. See, I had to learn that because sometimes, yeah, we can talk ourselves out of blessings. God can have a door open and we'll shut the door with our mouth. Come on, somebody. And I learned what until I got a true understanding and knowledge about being frustrated. So when I'm frustrated, I find out I'm out of faith. You ever been frustrated and your mouth, oh, you know, the old saying should loose lips sink the ship. You frustrated and you just saying all this negative stuff. Don't even realize your words have power. Your words. As a born again believer, I had to learn that. Be quiet. Don't say nothing. Don't you say a thing, man. I'm talking. Then he goes, Lord, I love you. He said, for he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord notified the counsel of the nation. He frustrated the plan of peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation who God is the Lord, the people whom he have chosen for his inheritance. The Lord look from heaven. He see all the sons of men. Yeah, see, listen, God is not, and this is what Paul would say, God is not, don't think you can mar God. God see what you're doing. That's why if you know you guilty, you need to, God, I'm a guilty one. I'm a tool enough to say, if I'm God, yeah, I'm wrong, God. God, I ain't want to do it. You ain't gonna be able to know you're in the very presence of God, and you're going to keep saying that what you don't want to do. Oh, no. See, God convicts. He don't condemn. Condemn or run you bananas. God will convict you. That's wrong. And if you confess according to, I believe it is 1 John 1:9, if you confess it, he'll forgive you. And the blood of Jesus cleanse you from it. The Bible says he that confesses sin and forsake it, God have mercy. God don't mean for you to confess it and keep doing it. To repent to mean transform, a change of mind, change your steps. Come on, somebody. And I looked up that word nullify, and it's a having no force, binding power. Oh, my goodness. Having no force. That means whatever God plans, my brother and sister, I'm telling you, it going to happen. 45, Isaiah 45. I'm going to have to stop because it's 6:53 now. I'm going to have to stop right there. I'm going to have to stop because I cut off it. At 6:55, but listen, whatever God has planned for your life, in order for that thing to manifest, you're going to have to be a hearer or doer, obey what God say. I want you to hear me. As an act of your will, and if you will to do it, God going to help you. But don't let the enemy deceive you. God ain't going to make you. God ain't going to force you. When the Bible says you have what you say, he mean it, y'all. God means what he say in his word. That's why when we're talking about it, it's a sure thing. Get in the ark of safety. Don't be like when Noah tried to get the people to come in the ark, they wouldn't get in there because it hadn't rained for since at that time. It wasn't no rain. Water would come up from the ground. It didn't come from the sky. But they laughed at him. Listen, if you're with the Lord, continue to walk with him. If you're not with the Lord, be quick and receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Because, y'all, it's going to be a wrecking time. It's going to be a rapture. You're going to die. Come on now. That's going to happen. Don't let nobody sway you. Say, well, they've been saying this for the long. It ain't happened. Father, in Jesus' name, I want to thank you for this word today. I give you praise. I give you honor. I thank you for those that tune in. I thank you for what you're doing in their life right now. Thank you for the conviction. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. I pray that you would tune in with us on Friday night. I'll be joined with Apostle Armstrong and Apostle Gwen at 6:30. Enjoy the rest of your evening.